It's time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I've got a couple of ladies from the Southeast Utah Health Department. May is Maternal Mental Health Month here. It's nationwide, and we're going to talk with Sarah Braby, who's the Director of Nursing, and Aaron Rahala, who is a RN and the Maternal Child Health Care Coordinator here for the district and the department. And we're going to talk about all the things that you can do to kind of help. You know what, if you're a new mom, if you're you know, going to have a child or anything like that, maybe ways to kind of notice if you're heading down a road that you maybe aren't feeling where you should be. And they're going to help you with all of that. And first up, we're going to talk with Sarah, because Sarah, for the last 8 years, that's kind of where we started this whole conversation. You guys have been doing a study with the University of Utah. So let's talk about that for just a moment.
Okay. Yeah. So we always see a need for resources in our community. And 8 years ago, the University of Utah College of Nursing came to us and wanted to start screening in our clinics to gather data and offer resources for maternal mental health. So we have been doing this for the last 8 years, collected. We use the Edinburgh screening that gives them a number, and then our nurses at our office can talk to them about where they're at in their journey with it, and we can provide them resources, refer them to local mental health providers, just kind of help them formulate a plan on what they're going to do.
Because, and we talked about this before we came in, you know, postpartum depression is real. Everybody,
yes.
Everybody, you know, most people, let's put it that way, most ladies go through some form of it, and they may not even realize that that's what it is. Is that one of the biggest problems, you think?
Right, right. So a lot of them don't recognize the signs and symptoms. A lot of them don't know what's going on, and it can start during pregnancy. So we start screening these moms during pregnancy, start educating them about the process.
And so anybody that has come into your office as a mom or a new mom or going to be mom, have they all taken this thing for the last 8 years? Is that how it works?
Yes.
There?
So anytime they come in for a visit, we do a screening with them.
And the other thing we were talking about as well is the fact that, you know what, we need to get these things out in the open and into the light of day, because we don't want that stigma around mental health at all.
Right, right. And that's part of what we're trying to do with this, is normalize it. It's normal for people to feel this way. It's a good thing to talk about and to get help with. Everyone should feel like they can get help and that there are resources out there for them.
Okay. And as you were saying, for the screenings and everything like that, you kind of take them from there and then you compile all the data, and that's kind of where Aaron comes in. Is that?
Yeah, yeah. So after we're done with the screening, then they talk with the nurses about what happens next.
All right. So now we're going to bring Aaron in, and we're going to talk about different, you know, things that they do down there, different things that you can do personally to kind of monitor yourself and know, hey, you know what, maybe this isn't the right thing. Aaron, thank you for coming in. How are you this morning?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Anytime. So let's talk about what you've got here in front of you, and it kind of really can it really takes them through the steps of, you know, what to look for, right?
Yes. Yes. So we have a new resource that we've been handing out to pregnant moms or postpartum moms, and it has lists of signs of depression and anxiety, because a lot of times those go hand in hand, and they can start while you're pregnant. You can get some anxiety. So we have lists of different things that you can be aware of, and then you can even highlight or write down, like, when I feel anxious, these are my symptoms, or when I'm depressed, these are my symptoms, because everybody is a little bit different. And so when you're noticing that you're having these signs or symptoms, then also on this piece of paper, there is some things that you can write down that help you feel better. That could be as something as getting more sleep or eating healthier, maybe trying to take a walk, finding something that makes you laugh. So there could be just little things that could help you, but then there's also a room where you can write down a therapist's number, or these are the people that if I'm really struggling, I need to go talk to these people.
So really, it kind of is a way for you to keep track of, like you were saying, things that work for you, things that make you happy, things that, you know, kind of make you not feel the way you've been feeling. But then there's also a place on it that you said, you know, you can kind of create your own support group, so to speak.
Yes.
So if anybody wants these forms or needs these forms, what's the best way to get a hold of them?
We will have them available on our website. And you can also come in to our office and we have those resources available. You can take the screening at our office. I think a lot of times moms don't know where they stand. And so it's a simple 0 to 30 number. And the higher the number, the more signs and symptoms of depression you may have. And sometimes just even being aware of what my number is and, okay, maybe I am a little depressed or a little anxious and this is what I'm going to do. And I'll take the screening again, and if it goes down, great, because everybody is different every day. And if it goes up, then maybe my next step is to talk to a therapist, talk to a doctor.
And the great thing about this is you guys have the resources down there that you can help them find someone if they need someone, right?
Yes. Yes, we have resources we can give them. And then the U of U also is a great resource. They can, depending on what the mom may need, they can help with therapy sessions, even virtually.
Okay, so everything that you need is available to you. And I think that's the most important part, is getting the information out there saying, you know what, if you feel like you need the help, it's available. Don't feel like you're alone, right? That's right. The most important part.
And even as, you know, as a partner, if you see your daughter or your wife or a friend who might be struggling, ask them. And even as a friend, you can reach out and say, hey, maybe you should go to the health department, and they have some resources if you're feeling
sad. And that's a great fact too. If you see someone or know someone that's going through something, you know what, maybe you could take the bull by the horns, go down to the health department, grab one of these sheets, and then go back and maybe talk to that friend.
Yeah.
Don't let them suffer in silence. Don't let them suffer alone, right?
Exactly.
That's the most important part. You did say there is a crisis number. If anybody needs it, they can give a call too.
Yeah. So the Utah Crisis Line, their number is 801-587-3000.
All right. So if you have any issues, or, you know, if you're not feeling right, if you've just had a child, or if you're getting ready to have a child, and maybe you feel like something's just not correct, give them a call down at the health department. Go down and talk to them and get the help that you need. It's there. It's available to you. And don't forget it's there. That's the most important thing. Remember that it's there and get down there and get all of that help. Sarah and Aaron, thank you so much for coming in and talking to us today. We really appreciate the time.
Thank you so much.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.